This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ticket Texter says, I'll sign this one for you guys. My wife and I are political opposites. We've agreed that we just don't discuss politics. There's some issues, even though, that we do find middle ground on. Mark in Fenton. Why are we talking about this today? It's a viral clip from Love is Blind where Sarah walks away from Ben at the altar because of differences on church, traditional versus, you know, LGBTQ issues. Black Lives Matter, they were in Minneapolis. He had no opinion. She found that to be odd that he wouldn't have an opinion whether she agreed with him or not. And she decided to walk away at the altar. And I think this is a trend more now, younger people, where they'll screen someone out right away. We've seen marriages in the last 5-10 years fizzle out because of some pretty core fundamental issues that maybe people just kind of accepted previously. And we've asked you guys to weigh in on it. We have a ton of sports to talk about. Tigers at 7:35, Lions before the hours end. Let's get to Kent in Ohio. You're on 97.1.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, first of all, I'm actually tripping that this is a topic for the show. Only because, like, my wife and I, I'm Southern Baptist. She's Catholic. We've been together for 37 years. We've made it work. It's been challenging. We got six kids together, all six by between me and her. And we raise them all Catholic because I can deal with something like that. But the same token, when we get home, I would teach them some things that I think are flawed with what the priest was saying. And it worked. And as my kids have gotten older, I mean, my last child is a senior in high school. They're basically all grown. Three of them are no longer Catholic. They become Southern Baptists. Not because I pushed them that way.
They made their choice.
Because that's just, how they're like, because I don't believe in pushing my kids anyway. It's their life.
Yeah.
Do what you do. You are responsible for your life. I am up until 18, but now you are. My thing is, you know what's funny? You know what me and my wife argue about the most? Is reality stinking TV.
Yes.
That's funny.
I don't understand it. I think that is one of the biggest problems with our society today is reality TV.
It's
really
mindless. I hear you.
Well, and Kent,
I wish you would go away, but and people like it.
And I applaud you for empowering your kids to be able to make their own decision. As a parent, that is something that I think we all strive to is, hey, we're going to give you the information. We're going to tell you what we believe in. But ultimately, when you're an adult, you're going to have to make your own decision. You're going to be living your own life. You know where we stand individually and together. Now it is up to you to take that information, do with it what you want, and make your own decisions.
Not got a couple quick phone calls. We do have Mean Dean in Milford hanging on.
Oh, boy.
I'll make him wait just a little longer. Matt, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Good.
Good. So I'm 22. I'm probably, you know, the younger people that call on this show. I listen to you guys every morning. I actually finished the show yesterday and saw the clip and everything like that. I definitely say, like, the biggest problem, like, you know, with my generation is that A lot of us, you know, we do look at that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a lot of friends that swing right. I don't really have a lot of friends that swing left. You know what I'm saying? So it's more so on the factor that, like, you know, politics does impact the average every single day person. And I think, like, the biggest thing with my generation is that, you know, people want to only date people who are, you know, this type of way, like Catholic, Republican. Like, it really doesn't matter. But, yeah, I mean, it takes a really big toll, like, on my generation when it does come to that. I'd say regardless with the show, I don't, like, regardless of what Ben's, you know, political views or, like, religious views were, you know, he did love the girl at the end of the day for who she was, regardless of, you know, like, where she stood. And I feel like that, like, is a sign of love, because I feel like, you know, you could be any switch type of way and, like, you could still love that person for who they are. I just feel like, you know, she was a little too, like, combative with, like, her stance on everything, and now he was just kind of, like, being a good listener.
Well, not having all of the context.
You didn't watch the whole season?
Huh.
I know the answer.
I had to ask you what the total premise of the show was. I, too, am not a huge fan of reality TV. Sports is reality TV. That's the only reality TV I really watch.
Well, is it really reality? I mean, the show is edited.
Oh, right? Yes.
And they're prompted to
I thought you were asking if sports is...
No,
yes.
I meant reality TV. Like,
I thought Heather was going to tell us all pro sports are scripted.
Scripted.
I was going,
oh, boy, here we go.
Heather Park, the NFL is rigged.
No, I meant not sports.
Yeah.
But it's edited to make so-and-so look a certain way. They're prompting you to say certain things. I don't know if they feed you lines. I'm not saying that, but it's not really reality. It's not reality at all. Dating in pods?
No, none of that. None of that's real to your point.
Yeah, but if you're, I mean, I guess the whole thing is, how much are you willing to accept of differences? And if you're not willing to accept the differences of anyone else, that's why our country has become so much more polarized. We're not willing to... You can't just buy into one side and say, I believe everything. No matter what they do, what they say, I'm going to believe in this. There are things that you can compromise on. It's an unbelievable concept, I know.
But you're right. It's poison is what it is.
Yeah.
Because you adopt some ideologies, you shouldn't accept all that a party or a candidate or a person subscribes to. We shouldn't put people and lump them into monoliths, like, everybody thinks the same. I get what you're saying. It can be very poisonous.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dean.
Let's do it.
Dean in Milford. Dean, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I'm not sure if my political affiliation is up there in any way, but I'm assuming by the moniker I've been given that it may lean a certain way that you all may think. But if any individual is incapable of continuing a relationship with you in any way, whether that you guys were married for 30 years, friends for 40 years, whatever it may be, if they're unable to continue a relationship of any kind with you, it's because they're mentally immature. They're emotional, they're completely irrational when it comes to their emotions, and you should be happy that they're choosing not to be in your life. I've never understood, like, people didn't start hating people until the day that you vote. Like, I don't understand how a check on a piece of paper dictates whether or not you like someone, because that doesn't say exactly who they are as a person. In America, we're given two choices. Yeah, you can talk about the Green Party, blah, blah, blah. But you have two choices. You have to pick. So I'm automatically going to hate you for the 5 minutes it took you to put a check in a box. Because of that, it makes no sense. I was going to keep all that.
Well,
to
I hope you put more than five. Well, Dean, I would hope you put more than 5 minutes of thought into who you vote for.
I'm talking about the act.
Oh, okay.
The actual act itself is less than 5 minutes, depending on how long your line is. That's why I'm saying it needs to be like. Relationships need to be based on who you are as a person, not the 5 minute box checking that you take. And the reality of it is that people are getting so mad at each other because reality TV sucks. It's the dumbest thing in the world. I only know anything about the show that you're talking about because of my fiance. And from that season with this lady, only one couple actually stayed together. Mm-hmm. All the rest of them ended up splitting up simply because of this political crap.
I don't want to bury the lead here. You found someone who'll marry you? Congratulations.
The most shocking thing in the world. I'll tell you right now, she's the most amazing in the world because she unapologetically allows me to be me. We've been kicked off of planes.
Oh,
we've been a whole bunch of different things, and she just goes along with it because I am who I am, and it's not just a radio thing for me.
Dean, what did you do to get kicked off a plane?
Yeah, that's a great follow-up.
I mean, do you want me to keep doing this, or do you want to sidetrack to getting kicked off the plane?
I want to go sidetrack to getting kicked off the plane. I want to know what it took.
So basically what it was is for the job that I have, at the time that this happened, I was traveling literally two or three times a month. So I know my luggage size. I know the airline. Well, when I was getting on, they're like, hey, we overbooked. You're going to have to check your bag. I was like, hey, your inability to actually put a flight together and put people on it isn't my problem. So I'm going to go ahead and take my check bag. And they're like, oh, it won't fit. I went, guarantee it's going to fit because I know, like, I've been traveling with you guys for over 2 years, two to three times a month. I know that. No, sir. I was like, listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to my seat, and if my bag doesn't fit, then I'll check my bag. If it does fit, you leave me alone, and we all know that I'm right. Well, the people outside agreed with that, but we were a little loud with each other in the little walkway to the plane. And so 5 minutes later, I'm already checking my bag. Wild thing. Above my seat, there was an open spot for my bag, so shocking how that worked.
You were right, Dean.
Well, we're getting ready to push off the gate, and one of the stewardess come up to me, and she's like, excuse me, sir, are we going to have a problem? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I've been sitting here, and I haven't said a word to anyone. She's like, I saw your little fiasco. And I'm like, oh, that's adorable. So you thought it was a good idea to come to the guy that had an issue with a bunch of idiots before he got on the plane, and you chose to be the idiot on the plane to come and try to piss the dude off before you take off. She's like, excuse me? I was like, tell me how it makes sense that you want to come and annoy me when the entire problem's been solved.
Dean.
And she just looked at me. Yes.
This is incredible. We are running out of time.
I can make it real quick as to why I got kicked off.
Yeah.
Oh,
that wasn't it?
And she's like, hold on, though. For Delta Airlines, they call their security red coats. And she's like, do I have to go get the red coats?
The red coats are coming. The red coats are coming.
If the red coats are coming, is it 1770?
Paul Revere on this plane. Oh, my God. Dean.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for being you and the character you are. And I think the lesson in all of this is if that man can
find... The red coats are coming.
John, if that man can find love, everybody can.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
It's 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.